You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, we had a couple people drop off the line.
Where'd they go?
So we got two lines left open. There are several on there now, but two open ones at 303-691-1649. Of course, we may not get to them if Sam wins. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
No, I'm just at work. Boring.
Yeah, Barf Town, USA.
What do you do?
Fun. Where are you working?
I'm an accountant. So extra boring.
Super boring.
Well, now, wait a minute, though.
No, do you
like spreadsheets?
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, because here's the thing. I don't know Excel, all right? I mean, I know how to do it, but I'm not a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I learn how to do that, I would be one of those people who's absolutely addicted to it and would love it. It sounds like fun to me. Does that make me strange?
No, it's definitely a thing. Like, once you get the hang of it and you know how to use it to your advantage, it's a fun thing.
My wife's a huge spreadsheet person.
Is she?
Little thing has got a spreadsheet.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Camping lists, finances.
We talk about this kind of stuff on the show. That is my next project. I am going to, on the side, do some of those free online things. You can go on YouTube, whatever. And I am going to become a master at Excel.
That sounds like a great weekend.
If it's the last thing I do, Sam, I am going to get there.
You go for it, Dom. Mm.
I was trying to put together a spreadsheet for something with my business the other day, and I was so pitiful at it that I was just like, how do I change the height of all the cells in this same row? That bugged me for like 15 minutes.
You got to highlight them all and just drag and
just drag and highlight, Dom. It's easy.
Yeah, drag and highlight.
Get that little paperclip guy to pop up and help you.
I don't think he's around anymore, is he?
I think they were bringing him back from what I was
reading. But see, I'm a Mac guy, so he's not on
Mac. Oh, yeah.
And also, Excel's not really on Mac. I have to use this program called Numbers or whatever.
You got to hire Sam. She'll help you out.
Sam, will you teach me Excel or Numbers?
Yeah, I got you.
Good.
Nice.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Come on, Sam. This could be the highlight of your day.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Okay. Your letter is Y, as in yesterday, as in yellow. Y. Got it?
Yes.
10 seconds. We need five boys' names, traditional boys' names that end in Y. Five boys' names that end in Y. Ready and go.
Oh, gosh. Tony, Tommy, Sammy, Frankie.
The buzzer.
You know what? I work with a guy here named, what's your name again?
Jeremy
Domit.
darn it.
That was terrible.
Oh, no, you're fine. Don't worry about it. That's what we like about this game, because we all just end up laughing anyway.
That's right.
So. Oh, it's too fun. Thank you, boys.
Thanks for listening, Sam. Bye.
Bye.
I love our listeners.
Yeah, she's cute.
I'm going to try it. Amalia.
Yep, that's right.
Nailed it.
Right on. My next question, as always, origin of that name, please.
It's like German, Austrian, a lot of different things.
Amalia?
Amalia.
Yes.
What's the
Mexican name as well?
What's the English equivalent?
I think it's just Amalia. I don't know.
Oh.
I was named after a family member.
Fair enough.
It's a super interesting story, but it's not a super interesting origin of the name.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, I like it a lot. What do you do, Amalia?
I work in an admin support role, but Sandy's now terrified me because I'm in the process of becoming an accountant. So
So how are you with spreadsheets?
Yeah.
I do, actually. I'm one of those weird people that enjoys them.
See,
but I also live on YouTube with it.
I'm going to take the YouTube classes because I know in my heart, I always said I could have been an accountant because I love balancing my checkbook.
Crunching numbers.
I love it.
Reconciliations. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There's some awesome Instagram accounts that have like quick videos that taught me so much. I think there's one called like Miss Excel. and it's like 30-second videos, and I save them.
Really?
Whenever I forget.
What's the name of that account?
I think it's like miss.xl.
All right, I'm blocking that one on mine so that doesn't come up. Because I like having fun on Instagram.
I guess they have Excel for Macs, don't they?
Probably.
We do, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm going to do then. I mean, would it be all the same exact rules?
It's almost all the same rules. It's just the commands are different. Because I go from Mac to PC all the time. So, but you just get Office 365.
I am determined.
Can you get Office for a Mac?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. There's your answer, DT.
Yeah, Jeremy, all you got to do, pony up enough money.
Sure.
And
I'll
sell you almost anything. Amalia, let's do a little rattle off. Are you prepared?
I play a lot of Scattergory, so I'm hoping so.
Oh, that's a great game. Love that game. 10 seconds. Give us, please, 5 different people that you likely tip. 5 different people that you might tip. Ready and go.
Waiters, cleaning staff, like tour guides, ski instructors.
Oh, I was waiting for a bartender.
That's right. That's a biggie.
Oh, man.
Like an Uber driver,
a
Lyft
driver.
I've
been to a bar in like a year and a half. So.
That's the problem.
You're due then. You are definitely
food,
due.
Food delivery people? You
That's
know?
Right, yeah.
Food pizza delivery, dude. Yeah.
The pizza dude.
Your trash guy.
Oh, Amalia, we enjoy talking to you, and I'm going to take my classes, all right?
Yes, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Become an addiction that you can share with your wife.
She'd be like, no thanks. have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When I told her I was balancing my checkbook, like, first time that she ever saw me do it, she's like, why the hell are you doing that?
Oh.
No, she looked at me with disdain. She's like, I've never balanced a checkbook in my life.
Are you taking those Excel classes? She bites her bottom lip.
Yeah, I don't want to brag.
Wow.
But, I know how to move things from one cell to another.
Why don't you wrap that up?
Mm. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's up, Dom?
I'm just, hanging out, talking to Jer.
Yeah, like usual.
Well, yeah,
what usual. That's what we do. We just kind of gab at each other.
Yeah.
Nate, what are you doing for a living?
I'm 19. I'm just working at a place called Jamba Juice in Denver West. So,
yeah. Jamba Juice.
I've been to Jamba Juice. Yeah. That's good. Tasty juices.
Don't you guys have one that's like horrible for you, like chocolate, peanut butter, banana, something like that?
Oh yeah. It's like the peanut butter mood is like a large is like almost like 1,000 calories. It's like crazy.
Oh my god.
I'm surprised it's not more than 1,000 calories actually. So,
I mean, if you add stuff to it, it probably would be.
Yeah, put a little extra chocolate sauce in there.
A little
for
extra peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite one on the menu of all?
Oh, I really like the strawberry stir fighter just because like it's like a good sweet sour. So
strawberry what?
Strawberry stir fighter.
Surf rider?
Surf
yeah, yeah. rider.
Okay.
So it's like lemonade, strawberries, peach, and like lime sherbet. It's so good.
I'd eat that. Sounds tasty.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right, you hardworking 19-year-old. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
10 seconds. We need 5 beverages that have caffeine. 5 beverages with caffeine. Ready, Nate, and go.
Coffee, tea, soda. Energy drink.
You got 4.
We would have let you get away
with vague
if you had just said Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, too.
Yeah, you said Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar.
We would have let you get away with it, but
darn it, buddy.
Dang it all.
All right.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for listening. Have a good day at work, all right, friend?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Man.
Jeremy, say hi to Tina.
Oh, hi, Tina.
What are you doing?
Good morning. I've never been happier to hear 3 people lose at Rattle Off in my life.
You're rubbing your hands together. You're like, lose.
I'm like, I drink caffeine. I work in a tipped industry. Come on. This is my day.
Oh, Tina.
What industry is that?
I manage a massage spa. So I work for Hand in Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I used
to. And I was a therapist forever, so.
Yeah, I used to
give me all the money.
Massage therapist. Since I moved, I haven't found a new. Well, I moved, and then 3 months later, the pandemic hit. So.
Yeah. I need one. I got a back thing going on my pelvis. Like,
talk to me, Bunky. What's wrong with
the top of my
back?
Pelvis hurts, Dom, Tina. What can you do about that? I might have to break my no massages rule. I know, but it's
Jeremy won't go get a massage because he doesn't want to take his jeans off.
I make
it
awkward.
Last time he got a massage, he wore jeans, Tina. So,
you know, we'll work around that.
Can you rub over my jeans?
As long as it's in an appropriate area that's not restricted by our code of ethics.
I'm not doing that, Tina.
Yeah, don't turn into a professional football player. You know what I mean? And then,
I mean, it's just the top of my head.
You have to clarify.
Yeah. All right. I might do
it. I've never had a massage therapist give me any kind of speech beforehand. I guess they would wait until I
mentioned
did something.
Ask the wrong questions.
Yeah. Let's play Rattle Off. We're running behind again. This is 2 days in a row. What's going on?
These are not real difficult, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how Tina does. Tina, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 5 different members of the royal family over there in the UK.
I couldn't list one. I don't think I could list one.
Uh-oh. Well, here we
not
go.
Not one?
Really?
Right.
You never even heard of Prince Harry?
Princess
or
names. I'll get it. All right. See, now I've only got 4 to go. We got this.
Well, we can't change it.
No, we got it. We're rocking it out. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. We can't give her a different one just because she says she doesn't know any of them.
No,
we can't do that. We're not.
We
cannot say, here's your subject. You say, I don't know that one. We say, all right, we'll do a different one. In fact,
I got one in mind already.
Go. 5 royal family members.
Right. Prince Harry, Princess Diana, Megan. She started.
Oh, see?
You did all right.
You did 3 of them just in the last 3 seconds.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a fun day.
I most certainly will.
Bye, Tina.
Okay. Bye, Tina. Bye, bye. Yeah, Jeremy, you're right. We can't. You can't.
No,
do
you
that.
Can't. Switch,
you can't call your shot.
You get what you get.
Alex, we don't allow that. You can't call and say, "Listen, guys, what I want are 5 sandwiches made with cheese."
That's
you
what know? I know. I know cheese sandwiches.
Alex, you don't get to do that.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. You guys are the worst.
What do you do, Alex?
I just take care of a new human.
Is it your new human or somebody else's?
Find one on the side of the road or
look
what?
What I found.
She's mine.
All right. How new are we talking?
She's 5 months.
5 months.
How sweet.
Adorable.
What's this little bundle of joy's name?
Her name's Amaya.
Amaya.
Well, we had an Amalia a few moments ago. Now an Amaya.
That's a beautiful name.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I'm trying to find a new category. We've
been ran out?
Depleting our supply. So
go to the backups. We got some backups, right?
Oh, an easy one? All right. Here's one. 10 seconds. 5 animals that you might find in a tree. 5 animals that can be in a tree.
Let your mind wander, I guess.
Yeah, really. Don't overthink it. Ready and go.
A cat, a squirrel, a bird,
yep.
A fox, a bear.
The only one I'm questioning is the fox.
I know. They're never in trees.
Hold on.
The foxes are on the ground running.
I know they're on the ground.
They're on the highway.
What I'm saying is.
I was going to say a woodpecker, too, but I didn't know if that counted as a bird.
That would have been tricky, too.
Are foxes ever in trees?
I suppose they could jump up in a tree to get a squirrel.
Hold it. Here, this is at northernwoodlands.org. The story says, that's right, gray foxes can climb trees.
What?
A distinction they share with only one other member of that particular family, the raccoon dog of East Asia.
My favorite.
Ladies and gentlemen, gray foxes climb trees. Alex, you're a
winner! Yeah, new mama bear.
I never would have thought that.
Uh-uh.
Thank God for the internet.
We learned something.